This is Women in Power Wednesdays, where I, your host, Bree Logue, interview female entrepreneurs every single week who are absolute badasses in their field. Whether they are just starting out, running million-dollar companies, we're going to interview and ask the hard questions. Tune in every single Wednesday to hear a new speaker. All right. Hey, everyone, and welcome to Women in Power Wednesdays. I'm your host, Bree Logue. Today we have Jen Sugarmeyer, founder and CEO of Atta Cosmetics. She is a dynamic entrepreneur reshaping the beauty industry. With a keen eye for innovation, she has propelled Atta Cosmetics to the forefront of redefining skincare by patenting an innovative skincare and makeup tool, the Jade Applicator. After a long career in IT leadership, Jen's passion for impact and wanting to help others live their best lives could only be obtained by building something transformative and unique. Oh, I love that so much. Your bio is amazing, and I'm really excited to chat today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I love this.
So to start, I always like to ask a little bit more about you and what you're currently working on.
Well, I am building Atta Cosmetics. So we're about to roll out Atta Girl within the company. So we started with our signature product, which is the Jade Applicator. And we're rolling out eye gels, and we're going to start to incorporate serums and all kinds of things. So so a lot more to come, but it's all about building right now and just getting the name out. And we signed with a new advertising company. So really excited about that partnership. So yeah, lots of things going on.
Oh, I love that. And I'm just going to jump right in and say, like, with all those things, doing starting a brand new kind of marketing campaign and really like getting it out there, what's kind of been one of your biggest struggles? Because we have a lot of brand new entrepreneurs on here right now. And you come from a world where you've, you know, built other things too. So kind of what's kind of been your biggest struggle so far getting this thing up and running?
You know, So this isn't like rolling out a new t-shirt or a mug, right? This is a new product that when you see it, you don't think, I'm going to put that on my face and this is how I'm going to apply my skincare and my makeup, right? But if I tell you, hey, have you heard of a gua sha or a jade roller? Most people have. And most people know about application. So think jade roller and gua sha meets applicator. So no more brushes, no more sponges, no more fingers. And actually you don't need a gua sha or jade roller. And they go, okay, now I get it, but you still need to see it. So my hardest thing is I have a product that is not intuitive to look at. So I can't just put a picture of it. I have to teach it. And so it is evangelizing it. It is screaming from the rooftops. It is doing demo after demo after demo and just finding that, you know, that thing that will really resonate with people. And because there's so many benefits, you know, which one's the benefit that's really going to resonate with people. But education is what has to get out there. You know, it's not like that shirt is so cute, I'm just going to buy it, right? There's a little more massaging and you know, and education that goes into it.
Oh, I love that. So that means for you, I'm sure social media has been a huge part of your campaigns then.
You know, social media is interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Social media. And actually just getting out to these events, these trade shows and things like that, and doing the demos, you know, I can have people walk by and they're like, that sounds great in theory, right? I really have to show people. So social media and just live demos have been key for sure.
I love that. So cool. It's very unique. So that's why I wanted to ask there, but
there's nothing that exists in competition with it, which was really exciting when, I didn't seek to invent this tool, and we own the patent as well. And so that was a really unique process to go through. I had never done that. And I, you know, I've written books and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I can say, you know, like, oh, I'm an author, you know, and now I'm an inventor. And that's kind of fun to say, but I did not seek out this product. It just happened. And now it's my entire life. And that's how it happened. Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. I love when things just take a turn. You're just like, well, I didn't see that coming, but here we are.
It did. And truthfully, I mean, if I can digress a second, but you know, I was in my corporate career and I was doing all the things, you know, corporate wise. And I just knew that there was something that I knew that there was more for me out there. And back in 2018, I got sober and that was my pivotal moment for me personally. And I went on 1 year of just really intense personal development. And I had tried to get sober for 10 years. So this wasn't like, I just made the decision. Like this was, you know, I tried to make that decision 365 days a year for 10 years. So do the math. It took me a long time, but, you know, I finally things clicked and I went on 1 year personal development journey. And what I learned out of that was we control three things, and that's our attitude, our thoughts, and our actions. Those are the only three things that we control. And when you learn to put your time and attention just into those things and you let everything else go, you get in the driver's seat of your life. And so as I started to understand the power of attitude, thoughts, and actions, I thought, well, you know, I just want to go help other people. So I started writing books and I started getting on stages. And then I thought, you know, COVID happened. So there was that, but I really wanted a way to connect with people in a tangible way. And that's where, after I had invented the Jade Applicator, I thought, what if I made a brand called Atta Cosmetics, attitude, thoughts, and actions. And I could teach people how to get in the driver's seat of their life through something tangible. And that's what this is really all about. So yeah, things sometimes just evolve. Trust. I did not plan this. I don't know that I could have planned this. It just happened. So I'm here for the ride.
Well, what a beautiful brand and what a cool story to tell about it too. I think that's like one of the big things about, you know, small business owners and entrepreneurs. I feel like you get to know like the person behind it. It's not just like this big corporation that you just like, oh, I have no idea, but it's like so empowering to be able to buy from like, you know, somebody like, oh, I actually know the story behind this brand. And like, you actually want to help people and, you know, do things. And that's the so cool. I love that so much. So let's turn around a little bit and talk about, I know you said it very briefly, but let's talk about your journey from corporate to kind of jumping all into this. So was it during COVID? Did you kind of just jump in or during that whole pandemic, I guess, and downtime? Kind of how'd that happen?
I was planning for it and COVID was the push over the edge, right? So I had moved out of my house. I had downsized my life back in 2019 and I was preparing to leave corporate. I had my first book went live March 11th. I was let go from my job March 4th. So it was a week before my book went live. You know, I mean, it just happened that way. So I had minimized my life because I was like, I don't want to spend time dealing with how, you know, like mowing the lawn and that kind of stuff. So I moved into an apartment and I sold my vehicle and I was like, I'm selling everything. Like I'm, because I just wanted to focus on my, I wanted my free time to go towards something that I was passionate about. And so I was already in motion with what I was doing. My mindset was like, I'm done here, but I have to be here for the money. And so, you know, when I was let go, I was like, all right, God, we got this, like totally. And so I just walked very powerfully into this next step of my life. And I didn't really know what that was going to look like, you know, and COVID, you're like, I don't even know what I'm, you know, like, can I go outside? Can I talk to people? How do I network? You know, I mean, there was a lot of stuff just to figure out, but yeah, so it was sort of just, I had to fall off the cliff there and, but I was preparing for it. And yeah, my journey was a lot different. I worked in IT for my entire career. I worked in Afghanistan for a year. I had a top secret. I was working down at Department of State. I supported Department of Defense. Like I worked public and private companies and I was leading global teams, you know, managing, you know, millions of dollars of spend and all of that. And it was, I just knew that there was something more for me, that I was good at what I did, but I've always wanted to help people. I've always been really passionate. And then it's like finding a cure for cancer. You know, you're like, why wouldn't I want to help somebody else, you know, get the cure? And that's how I felt about my journey and my self-love. And I'm like, now I'm living my best life. I want everybody to live their best life. You don't have to live, you know, in pain, and which is where I was, and just go through the motions and be like, is it Friday yet? You know, like, we don't have to do that. So yeah, that's kind of how it all, and it just happened.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love that too. And I always feel like when looking back, in the moments, you know, I feel like when something like that happens, you're just like, oh, like you can choose, you know, to be upset about it, or you can be like, oh, well, I know, like you said, God has bigger things for me. And looking back, every time I've been like, even if I sat and wallowed for a little bit and be like, oh, wow, I can't believe this is happening to me. It's like the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And then it's like, you look back and you're like, oh, well, like if all those things didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I am today. And this is where I'm meant to be and on the right path. And it sounds like that's exactly where you are right now. And that's just so cool to see.
Totally. And on the example of, you know, getting laid off, for example, your attitude, your thoughts, your actions. So my attitude was, I was like, I'm going to stay very positive about this. You're not going to steal my joy. I've got a lot of joy in my life. You're not going to steal my joy. And I say that all the time. Like when I see people, I'm like, you're not going to steal my joy. I literally coach myself and say that. Secondly, your thoughts. I'm like, this was meant for a reason. Exactly what you said. Like, I got this. And then my actions, you know, I went into action after that. You know, I applied for unemployment. Right? That was the first thing I did. I mean, I just handled things, your attitude, your thoughts, your actions. If you just remember that you have that power in every situation and you don't have to be like, woe is me. And sometimes it feels a little cathartic and good to be like, oh, but time box it and be like, all right, snap out. Get to it, you know, and get at it. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Everything's figure outable. I figured that out, you know, it just takes a little time. Sometimes you're going to figure it out no matter what, like it's going to happen. Exactly. So I love what you just said. I'm like, I'm just all over the place today. You know, it's Friday and it's nighttime. So give me a little grace today, you guys. So we've talked about attitudes. So we talk a lot about one of my favorite questions I always ask on this podcast is, how do you handle the bad days? Because I know, like, you seem like a very uplifting and positive person, but sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, when you're having a really hard day, like, what do you do to kind of kick yourself out of that? I know you said to give yourself a time block, but kind of what does that look like for you in your life at this moment?
So first and foremost, I start my day every day with, and I'll say 5 days a week. I wake up in the morning and I work out, and then I have my prayer time, my centered time, and that helps me every day. And during COVID was the first time I ever played around with not doing that first thing. I was like, I'll just sleep in a little bit till my body feels like it wants to wake up. Cause I used to wake up at 4 in the morning, and I was like, no need to do that for COVID. And I didn't feel like I was as sharp and on it. Not at all. And so whatever it is for you, where you feel the best at staying active, I would highly recommend getting in that routine with your life, because it's going to help to elevate your serotonin and all the things that it helps so much. So if it's a morning, if it's a night, if it's an afternoon, whatever it is, keep to that. But, you know, personal development and happiness and all these things, it's like bathing. You don't just do it once and like, great, you smell great. Like, you have to do this every day, and you have to continue to self-check and look in the mirror and check in with yourself and be like, how are we doing? Right. And as ridiculous as it sounds, I do coach myself. I already said this, like, this will not steal my joy, you know, but you have to be able to catch those thoughts, because it's so easy to be like, that asshole just cut me off. You know, like, hold on. I know that person just cut you off, but like, you don't have to buy into that. You can just like let it roll off your shoulders, you know? And so you have to be able to catch these things as they rise and really check yourself and say, like, are my thoughts serving me? And be able to have that level of conversation with yourself, you know, just as you would if you were like talking to a therapist or something like that. Like, why are these things going on in my life? You know, like, literally talk to yourself and get to know yourself, because once you have that relationship and you're able to catch your thoughts and evaluate them and like, hey, that's like a really crappy thought. Like maybe I shouldn't be that negative, and transition that out of your life. And I think that's a really powerful move. So yeah, I mean, I have my days too, and it's not like I'm like, all the time. I mean, I'm way different than I used to be, but I still have my moments, and I'm like, I have to check myself. I'm like, nope, shouldn't have done that. You can do better next time. So work out and check yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like when I don't, if I like, I feel like I get out of balance sometimes, because sometimes you're like, I'm like, oh, I have way too much of my workload right now, and I've taken on way too many projects, and it happens, you know. It's like, oh, and I'm like, I don't have enough time to like get these things in. And I went through like a season where I'm like, oh, you know, I'm going to put myself, you know, last. I'm going to do all these things first. And my body definitely suffered for it. I definitely like felt like crap all the time, and things were taking me way longer. And I was trying to figure out like, why do I feel like this? I'm like, because I'm not taking care of myself and I'm not doing my routines like I need to. And now I finally got those habits back, and it's like, I feel so much better, and I can do all these extra things that like I thought I didn't have time for. And like, I do, I just need to manage my time more better.
And that's it. I mean, and I think especially for women, we get into this habit of, because we're caretakers of all the things and the people, and, you know, a lot of people have responsibility. It's like, well, I don't have time for me because I'm doing these other things for other people, and I don't want to let them down. And I think that's a really easy mode for either that situation or a comparable situation to happen. But the truth is, when we're at our best, we give our best. When we're not, when we don't have a full cup, then we can't runneth over and help other people, right? And so you have to fill your cup, make sure you're getting your sleep in and your exercise. And you'll find that, like you said, things just start to flow better, and you can give that better positive energy to the world, right? And so it's not being selfish. It's actually selfish not to take care of yourself, I think. It's really, really critical to put yourself into the mix of the things that you need to do, I think.
No, I agree 100% there. And on that topic, I'd love to talk a little bit about time management, because that's something I've always struggled with. And I know a lot of female entrepreneurs, especially in the very beginnings, they kind of throw that right out the window. So how have you been doing with your time management with all these projects going on and launching a brand new, you know, company and getting all these things done and doing trade shows and things like that, traveling? So how's your boundaries and time management been for you so far?
Yeah, boundaries. It's a great word. My second book was called Defining Your Boundaries. So I love the topic. Like I said, in the morning, always, even when I'm traveling, you know, I have to make that time. So I'll do that first thing in the morning. And then, you know, every day is a little bit different, but I live by my lists. And so when I was launching the company, I had a huge Excel spreadsheet and all the different things that I needed to do. And then I had a targeted timeline. And then when I completed them, so I was like project managing it, you know, in my little Excel spreadsheet. And now that I've kind of worked past, you know, the main lift of getting this up and off the ground. I mean, it's whatever little project that I'm working on, and, you know, I keep to my list. I mean, I've always got my, you know, my things, and I'm crossing them off and just going through. And, I want to throw my post-its away, right? So I want to get that list down. And so the post-its help me, or the list that I have. And really sometimes you just have to A, remember why you're doing this, and B, sometimes you have to give yourself a little bit of grace and step back and take a little break sometimes too, because sometimes you can just be so like, wah, wah, wah. And so don't overwhelm yourself, because you'll burn yourself out too. So just give yourself grace, you know, do the best that you can with getting through things. And by the way, everything is going to take so much longer than you thought it was going to, like way longer. Do you have any idea how much work a UPC code is, like this little thing? I had no idea I could spend like 10 hours learning about a UPC code. And It's unbelievable. I had to find an, anyways, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. All I'm saying is just give yourself some grace. Everything takes a long time. You're doing great. Keep going.
I feel like lists too. I feel like if I feel overwhelmed, it's usually because I don't have it written out. And that's a big thing for me too. I don't know why. Like, I just need to get things out of my brain and onto paper, or, you know, onto like the spreadsheet, like you said. And like, if I can just like see it visually for me, it's like a huge piece. Totally. That's like, I can breathe. But when I usually, when I'm starting to feel overwhelmed, it's like, oh, it's because I'm like trying to store all this stuff in my head. Yeah. And I know all the things, but I'm like terrified to forget something. And it's usually because I'm not actually writing it down or have like, you know, a place to store all of my things. So yeah, Excel spreadsheets are amazing. It's been like,
do you ever write things down on your list that maybe you just completed and you're like, I want credit for scratching this off. So you write it on and you just scratch it off. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's a woman thing I realized too, because men don't do that. They don't care. But yeah.
I'm like, I can credit that.
Exactly. I do it all the time. Yeah. I'll be like, yeah, I even did it for my like list today. Cause I was like, I didn't do my list until like noon, but I was in my office at 8. So I like went through and I was like, this, and this today.
Right.
Honestly, I also like to go back and look and be like, at the end of the day, these are all the things that I accomplished today. That's like, good, you know.
That's great. That's a great way to look at it too. Yeah. Yeah. Celebrate like, what you've done.
Exactly. Like those little things, but it's always fun. I love that. So I'd also love to chat about your books today. So tell us, you say you wrote two different books. Why'd you write them, and how was the process of that like, and where can people find them?
So my first book was Reset, and that was about hitting the reset button on your life. And I wrote about, you know, kind of getting out of just the existing mode. And I wrote it because I don't have any kids. I'm not sure if I'll have kids, but I wanted to leave a legacy. And I also think that when you write something down, or when you do a podcast, if you are, you know, talking about any topic, you have to get really clear on it. And I think that not only are you helping other people, but you're helping yourself heal or become, you know, an expert in whatever it is that you're talking about. And so, you know, you might have opinions on something that you and your friends talk about, you know, it over the water cooler, but when you write a book, or when you prepare for a podcast, or when you a speech or a TED talk or whatever that is, you have to get really clear on your opinion. And so, you know, my first book, Reset, one of the chapters was on boundaries. And I remember when I was writing that chapter, and I felt like I was in like a video game, and I was like, and I'd gone to the next level, and I'm like, wow, that was so, and I lived all this. So it wasn't like I was like creating something on the fly, but when I saw it on paper, I'm like, wow, defining boundaries really did elevate my life. That's amazing. And I'm like, I barely scratched the surface. I'm going to write a whole book on it. So then I read a whole book on it. And then my third book I wrote on confidence. So my third book is called Confidence is Queen. And I don't know, that one might be my favorite just because I think it's a lot of fun. I'm 6'1" and I talk about my height a lot because the world likes to talk about it too. Everybody tells me every day how tall I am. So I'm very open with that, but it was something that I did not, I didn't love, I didn't embrace for a long time. And now, I mean, I wear 4-inch heels. I walk in a room, I'm 6'5". Like, you don't miss me. Jen Sugarmeyer is in the room and I love it. And I like being the tallest. It's weird when a woman's taller than me. I'm like, that's weird. You know, I mean, that's my spot. But so I talk about height and confidence a lot in the book. And there's just a lot of fun stories that I've had throughout my life. And that, so I think it's kind of a fun book, but just really how to become confident in your own life. And so the queen is the most powerful player in the game of chess because she can make all the moves, and with confidence, so can you. So that's the premise of the book, and they're out on Amazon and that, and then this defining your boundaries is on Audible. I think that's the only one that's on Audible. So yeah.
Oh, I love it. So give us one quick tip on how to be more confident.
You know, it truly comes down to knowing yourself. knowing and loving and that person. And when I got sober, there were 7 words that changed my entire life. I shared with you that it took me 10 years to get sober. And I was dating a guy and we sat down on my couch and I thought he was going to be my answer for, you know, happiness and sobriety and all these things. Like I just get in a relationship and then my life is going to improve and everything's going to be better. And like, it didn't. And we sat down and he said the 7 words that changed my life. And he said this, he said, "You need to learn to love yourself." And it's the most basic, like kindergarten teachers teach you that, right? You know, I mean, your parents teach you, I mean, it's so basic. And I really took a step back. I mean, it was like those words hit me like a ton of bricks in my face. And I thought, man, you know, I've done amazing things. Like I'm really proud of my resume. I've got some things that I can stand on and say, that's really badass, but he's right. I don't love myself. And there were things I was confident about, but I wasn't confident in myself. And that self-love journey was the best thing that I've ever done. And self-love doesn't mean just look in the mirror and be like, I love you. I love you. I mean, that means how do you find this thing called happiness? How do you find peace? And I think truly that's what we all want. And when you go through this, you have to figure out, you know, how do you get rid of these negative thoughts that are plaguing you? You know, how do you learn to let things go? And, you know, why do you get so angry about certain things? Why, you know, why are you holding on to that from the past? And then you just start literally shedding things that are holding you down. And that's how you're going to find self-love, is when you just become this, when you're just embodied by love and peace that you find within yourself. No man, no woman, no nothing gives that to you, but you give that to you. And then you realize, I could do anything. I can literally do anything. And, you know, the last thing I'll say on that is I told myself I wasn't going to get into a relationship until I found someone who loved me as much as I loved me. And that was the first time I had ever felt that way, because trust, I didn't love me. And I was looking for a guy to fill that love for me, you know, and I had achieved it. And I was like, I'm not going to allow anybody into my life that doesn't see the value in me that I see in me. And I am quirky and I am loving and I'm a just all over the place. And I'm like my head, I've got a million ideas and like, I'm grounded. I'm like everything. And I need somebody to love and respect that too. And I have the best relationship. My partner is incredible and he is my other half. And I found what I was looking for. So, if I can leave anybody with anything, I hope that you heard the last, I don't know if I was talking for 4 minutes, but connect to yourself and really get to know yourself, date yourself, treat yourself like you would in that first 3 months of a relationship. And because that's when everything is, oh, you know, I love you. You look great. Do that to yourself and see how things will improve. And then you'll find, man, when you get to know yourself, you believe and you trust and you have faith in who you are. Get it. You are unstoppable. So that's it. That's it for me.
Oh, well, I think that's a beautiful way to end this podcast. I did actually want to ask you one more thing about Addict Cosmetics, mm-hmm. just because we're just talking. We talked a lot about lots of other things in this podcast, but I'd love to just give you a moment to kind of go through and talk a little bit about what the next steps are for that, and then how people can find that and where they can start making some purchases there, and kind of how that whole thing works too.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. So Addict Cosmetics, that is my baby. That is my every thought. And we patented a skincare and makeup applicator made out of jade stone, as I mentioned. And so it's really, we're focused on getting that up and moving, and the eye gels are coming fast and furious. I mean, they're going to be out in May 2024. So we're really excited about that. There's great synergies between the products. And so we're just really focused on the synergies around the jade applicator. So, you know, the serums will be coming, the other skincare products will be coming. So we're rolling out Atta Girl. So Yeah, it's an exciting year for us. We've just got a lot of momentum. We're going to be on National Skincare Day on NBC and in Vegas, and just a lot of really cool, fun things going on. So, yeah. So Atta Cosmetics, the website is atacosmetics.com. And you can find us there, and we're on all the socials. So you can find us on TikTok. Has a lot of great videos. I haven't cracked the code on how to actually get followers, but there's a lot of great videos on there on how to use it. So there's good content out there, but YouTube and Instagram and Facebook, we're on all the socials. So yeah, thanks.
I love that. Yeah, I'll definitely have to, I'll put them all in the show notes too for everybody. So they're super easy to find there as well.
Great.
Thank you. And then we are just about out of our time, but I just had one final question for you. What is your favorite book?
Oh, my favorite book. That's a great question. You know, there are a few that came to mind. There's one that I recently read. Dang it. I can't think of the name of it.
Oof. Well, it's a hard question.
You know what? It's so terrible that it took me so long. I'm going to say 3 feet from gold. We'll say 3 feet from gold because it's sitting next to me. And Greg Reed wrote the book, and it talks about the whole thing is you may be 3 feet from gold, so don't give up. And someone who was a miner gave up when he was 3 feet away from the gold. So just keep going with your dreams. So that's what I'm going to say. I look back at my books. I'm like, oh, so many good books out there. Great question. I should have been more prepared. So 3 feet from gold by Greg Reed.
That Greg Reed. All right. I love that story too. That I think I've read that one. I want to say Think and Grow Rich has a whole chapter on that too. And yeah,
good book.
Such a good one.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. This was such a fun conversation.
Yes. Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this.
Thank you for listening to the Women in Power podcast. Please hit the subscribe and like button to see more episodes. New episodes air every Wednesday morning, so please join our Facebook group, Women in Power, for the latest updates and news about our podcast.